With SRN News, I'm John Scott. After a flurry of campaign activity the past few days for Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, it's now a matter of watching and waiting. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with a report.
The vice president returned to Washington after wrapping up her campaign in Pennsylvania last night. Tonight, she'll hold a watch party at her alma mater, Howard University, in D.C. Trump, who gave his final stump speech in Michigan, flew back to Florida, where he plans to hold an election night event at his Mar-a-Lago estate in West Palm Beach. Meanwhile, President Biden will await the results at the White House. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, more than 1.6 million Maryland voters are among the 76.4 million Americans who have already cast their ballot in today's presidential election. Correspondent Bernie Bennett.
According to a Monday analysis by NBC News of data from election results across the country, 62% of Maryland's early votes were cast in person. The other 38% came from mail-in ballots, which can be returned via ballot drop box or the U.S. Postal Service. 58% of votes already submitted in Maryland were cast by Democrats, 26% by Republicans, and 16% were unaffiliated. Election day is Tuesday, November 5th. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Bernie Bennett in Annapolis.
A strike by 33,000 Boeing factory workers coming to an end after more than 7 weeks. President Biden congratulated the two sides. Ukraine's defense minister says Ukrainian troops have engaged for the first time with North Korean units that were recently deployed to help Russia in the war with its neighbor. The comments were the first official reports that Ukrainian and North Korean forces have engaged in combat following a deployment that has given the war a new complexion. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 320 points. The NASDAQ is up 206. This is SRN News. A major effort to spread the gospel is progressing. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Global Church Network's plan is to set up 800 training hubs for Christian leaders all around the world in hopes of providing the kind of guidance that will be needed to achieve the organization's goal of fulfilling the Great Commission by the year 2030. GCN says so far it's managed to establish 200 of those training hubs on 6 of the 7 continents. The latest hubs have been opened in South Africa and the Balkans. In all, additionally, 1 million pastors will be trained. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The chairwoman of the Florida Democratic Party says her side is losing Jewish voters because of the robust Republican response to pro-Palestinian protesting on college campuses. Nikki Friedman, who is Jewish herself, says what has been happening in American politics has made a lot of our Jewish brothers and sisters start to question the Democratic Party. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports weather may have an impact on some voters.
Blizzard conditions are possible in Montana. It's not a battleground state and is expected to go for Donald Trump. There could be rain for voters in battleground states Michigan and Wisconsin, with thunderstorms possible in parts of Michigan. Light rain is expected in northern Arizona. Snow is also forecast for parts of Idaho, eastern Washington, and Oregon. Calm weather is expected for the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Southwest.
Bernie Sanders, seeking his fourth six-year term in the U.S. Senate, representing Vermont, the 83-year-old independent, is being challenged by Republican Gerald Malloy, an Army veteran and businessman. Also on the ballot are independent Steve Barry, as well as minority candidates Mark Stewart, Matt Hill, and Justin Scoville. Sanders is the longest-serving independent in Congress. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.